free and easy. Down the road we go here at 7:05 in the morning with Brian and Kelly. What are you driving?
I have a 79 Mercury Monarch.
Okay. You're just bragging.
Good morning, Brian and Kelly.
Well, good
news. It's Friday and it's George Strait, baby.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get lit up with the Bud Light and enjoy some country music.
What are you wearing?
I am going to wear my George Strait button-down shirt. My George Strait Wranglers and my boots, and I'm going to get it on.
I brushed with George Strait toothpaste this morning. Greg just won George and Reba concert tickets, and, mm-hmm. and you have no girlfriend, you know?
No.
Did you just break up with a girl?
About 3 months ago.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so right. What kind of girl are you looking for, Greg?
Well, one about my age, 24. Good looking, of course.
Yes.
I'm not too picky.
If I give you my phone number, will you give it to the guy that just won, and I'll take him out to dinner, I'll buy him drinks if he'll just take me to the concert, because he's single.
Do you fit in his age group?
I'm about 10 years older than he is, but I'm young at heart.
Oh, it is. KFDI. Okay. Roll call, everybody there.
Hey.
Hey.
You there, how about you?
Hey.
And you?
Hey.
Hey, you there?
Hey.
That's the KFDI way to start the day. Brian and Kelly back with what we're calling a Blake Blitz with Blake Shelton concert tickets free every hour.
Number one for country.
You're kidding, right?
Today's KFDI.
He's not kidding.
Today's KFDI, FM 101.3, Brad Paisley. 6:13. Hi, Brian and Kelly. You're back. It's Thursday already.
Decided we're going to do our first, our second Blake Blitz concert ticket giveaway coming up in about 25 minutes from now, right after Nashville. Stu, give you a chance to call in. We're going to do this every hour all day today.
Republican legislators this morning are looking for another memorial for former President Ronald Reagan.
And they're thinking about what?
Now they're floating, putting Ronald Reagan's face on the $50 bill. I was thinking what they ought to do is they just ought to come up with a different denomination.
I think we need a 1995 bill.
We need a 1995.
Because everything on TV is 1995.
Buy anything on TV.
Can we also get a $3.95 bill so we can add the postage and handling?
Yeah, we need a $0 bill.
Yeah.
That way I have something to put in my wallet.
Okay, that's good.
America's best days are yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Thanks, Ron.
Excellent news, Ronnie.
Mornings with Brian and Kelly on today's KFDI.
We were hoping to talk to a big country star this morning on his way up, and they said, call Chris Young, and so we have you on the phone. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
The first time I heard Chris Young, I said, boy, I said, now there's a guy with some real seasoning.
I've got seasoning. I've never heard that one.
Lady Antebellum.
Hillary.
Hello.
Hillary was making herself a cup of coffee, so.
Hello, Hillary.
What do you put in your coffee, Hillary?
Cream and Splenda.
Okay.
Ooh. How many Splendas?
Two. Hey, it's Miranda Lambert.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
Miranda Lambert's on the phone. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
You're a busy girl.
I am. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I was actually been running around crazy this morning.
Mornings with Brian and Kelly on today's KFDI.
16 past 6 o'clock, the focus of KFDI, much of the day today, is going to be our honor flight mission and one big final push today to get you to visit KFDI.com and make a donation to get these World War II vets to the memorial in Washington, D.C.
Now, we're starting today in our total, on our tote board today, with $74,671. Sarah Jenkins is on the line for us. Sarah has a pretty heartfelt message for you this morning.
Maybe if you share this story, it might make a little more people be willing to donate to the flights, because my grandpa just passed away. He was scheduled to be able to go, and now he's not getting to. And it was something that he was so looking forward to. It happens all the time, everywhere, and so a lot of people are never going to get to see it because the money's not being raised fast enough.
See, her grandpa passed away before he could get there. Let's not let that happen to our World War II veterans waiting to get on one of those honor flight planes. KFDI.com to make your donation sometime this morning.
I'm going to be here for you, baby.
Mornings with Brian and Kelly on today's KFDI. KFDI.
Good news.
Good news.
You're listening to
good news.
Good news.
I like it.
Good news.
Good news.
Let's see, the Martins, Don and Janet, right? We're looking at refrigerators at Home Depot, and we saw you.
Yes, we were over there looking at refrigerators.
I knew it was you because we recognized your voices. We didn't introduce ourselves, but we were buying a dishwasher. Grace writes, good news. Monday was 8-9-10.
You're right.
Thank you, Grace. Ernie writes, good news. Strawberries are fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anyone who doesn't like strawberries?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ernie. Dixie writes, good news. We went camping because you guys talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
We tent camped, and I prepared all the food in advance, and we kept it cool in coolers. We had a great time, and thank you for subliminally coaxing us to get out of the house and back to nature.
Yay!
It was a little hot,
yeah,
but we had plenty of cold drinks, and we had lobster Saturday night. Now, see, we never had lobster.
No.
And Walt writes, good news. I did not have to endure the House Hunters episode with a couple exploring housing options in Italy.
Oh, it was a good episode.
I instead watched the Cowboys game like any normal red-blooded American man should have. See, Kelly made me watch House Hunters. If my wifey turned the channel, she'd wish she was in Italy. Signed, Walt. Walt, I'm with you,
Walt,
man.
My
okay.
Goodness. All right.
Happy, joy, joy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Happy, joy, joy.
My name is Dylan, and I listen to Brian and Kelly every day.
Oh, we Why? Love you, Dylan.
Because.
Thank
happy,
you.
Happy, yeah. Joy, joy.
Hi, my name is Tom, and my wife makes me happy.
Happy, happy.
I'm thinking we should have that man's brownies inspected.
Yeah. Happy, happy, yes. Joy, joy.
Hey, you want your yard mowed?
Yeah.
Don't call me.
Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Well, I won't. KFDI.
Wichita's country favorites. Today's KFDI.
Today's KFDI, FM 101.3, Wichita's country favorites. Our Kind of Love is Lady Antebellum. It is their fourth consecutive number one song from Need You Now. It
They're
just
hot.
Went number one yesterday.
Red hot.
6:15 with Brian and Kelly.
All right, Nina, you're off to the Kansas State Fair. What'd you eat, honey?
I had the fried Oreo cookies.
Check.
And,
Roger.
Of course, I had to have a couple of those double dip cones, ice cream cones.
Good girl, two cones.
That's about all I had. Well, no, I had a... Prono Pep. Y'all eat
that?
Have a Prono Pep.
Janet, what'd you eat?
So, cheese curd.
Curds.
And two large Diet Coke. Dance funnel cake, then cotton candy. and some taffy.
With your Diet Cokes.
Yes, yes. Big Diet Coke. Large Diet Coke.
Kelly Michaels, Nashville Stew.
Well, Craig Morgan is joining us this morning here at the Nashville Stew Studios. He is heading off to Europe. Why, Craig?
We're heading to Switzerland. This is one of the largest international concerts of the year. It's a Gestad Switzerland, a country fest that they've been doing for 22 years. And it is one of the biggest events of the year. You go up to we stay on a ski resort. Just a beautiful, unbelievably beautiful place with a lot of country music fans. So it's a great opportunity for us to expand our international audience.
See, Switzerland has a lot of country music fans. I wouldn't have believed that. Can you speak the language?
The language is a... Swiss German, I think it said in the so more German.
Swiss German,
and I will learn enough of their language to say something on stage. But
it's just a Wiener Schnitzel, I think you'll get by. Yesterday, we told you the story of Keith Urban releasing his seventh studio album, Get Closer, which isn't coming out until November. But on Monday, the first single from the album called Put You in a Song is coming out, and Keith started talking about how they wrote that song, he and Sarah Buxton, on a bouzouki. But of course, here in America, we have no idea what that is, Keith. What is it?
Bouzouki is just like a big oversized mandolin on steroids, I think you might say.
Okay.
A baseball playing mandolin, basically, is what it is.
All right, well, now I know what a bouzouki is.
Anyway.
Thank you, Keith. You are too sweet. And Taylor Swift is back at the VMAs this Sunday night, and so is Kanye West. And everybody is bracing themselves for what might happen. That is Nashville Stew.
Keith Urban, what did you think of that report?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Anyway.
All right.
KFDI, time saver traffic.
All right, let's go to John Wright. Check the drive here, 6:36. All right, John.
Up mornings with Brian and Kelly on today's KFDI.